This is Earth and Sky with a story about spotted owls and West Nile virus.
We spoke with Alan Franklin, a research scientist at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. For 20 years, he's conducted a field study of spotted owl populations in Northern California, tracking their reproduction and survival. This year, Franklin and his colleagues started a project looking at the effects of an unwelcome newcomer to his neck of the woods, West Nile virus.
We're sort of in a unique situation with spotted owls because we have population studies that have been going on for a long period of time. So we have a really good idea of what the background survival rates are.
Although West Nile can be lethal to owls, some of the birds predicted to become infected are expected to survive. Franklin told us that it isn't easy to say what the ultimate impact of West Nile will be on the owls.
One problem we have is that the virus has only been in the United States for 5 years now. That's not a very long time. When you're studying population dynamics in wildlife species, 5 years is a short-term study. So it's still a sort of an open book.
We have more about spotted owls on our website, earthsky.org. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.